So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with several machlekes Rish Lakish Rabbi Yechon in the understanding of Pesukim, in which the interpretation of Rish Lakish was more severe, and Rabbi Yechon told him to interpret it more leniently. The pasuk in Yeshayahu states, "Lachein herchiva she'ol nafsho parapi lebli chayk." Shlakish says, "Lemisha mishayir afilu chayk echad." One who fulfilled the entire Torah except for even one halacha will be punished in Gehenna. While Rabbi Yechon says, "Lo yinichel emarayi damet luhachi el afilu leilomet el chayk echad." Only one who did not fulfill a single halacha will be punished in Gehenna. But one who fulfilled even one halacha will not be punished in Gehenna. The pasuk in Zechariah states, "V'hoyi b'chala arts no mashem, pishnayim ba yichrusu b'igvo, ba'shlishas yivaseba." Rish Lakish, shlishas shal shem. Only one third of Shem's descendants will survive, while the other two thirds of Shem and the other two thirds of his father Noach will be destroyed. While Rabbi Yechonon says, "Lo'nichil emarayu de'amrit luhachi, elafila shlishas shal Noach." One third of Noach, which includes all of Shem's descendants, will survive, while only the other two thirds of Noach will be destroyed. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu states, "Ki noichi be'alti b'chem l'kachti eschem echad mi'ir v'shnayim me'mishpacha." Shlakish says, "Dvarim kiksavim." The pasuk is understood literally that in times to come, only one tzaddik of an entire city and two tzaddikim of an entire family will survive, while the rest of the city and family will be destroyed. More b'yechanan says, "Lo nichi l'umarayu da'amrit l'hachi, ele echad mi'ir mezaka kol ir kula, v'shnayim me'mishpacha mezaken kol mishpacha kula." The merits of one tzaddik will save his entire city, and the merits of two tzaddikim will save their entire families. The Gemara cites a brisa regarding two pesukim in Parshas Ve'era. "V'lakachti eschem li la'am, ve'evesi eschem al ha'aretz." Hashem will redeem the Yidden from Mitzrayim and bring them to Eretz Yisrael. There is a hekish comparison from Yitzias Mitzrayim to Bias ha'aretz. "Ma biyasin la'aretz shnai misamach riboy, av yitzias'in mimitzrayim shnai misamach riboy." Just as in Bias ha'aretz, only 2 out of 600,000 entered Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua and Kalev, while all the other Yitzias Mitzrayim between ages 20 and 60 perished in the Midbar, so too in Yitzias Mitzrayim, only 2 out of 600,000 left Mitzrayim, while all the others perished during Makas Cheshach. Rava adds, "V'chein li moise Mashiach." The same proportion will apply too in the times of Mashiach, that only 2 out of 600,000 will survive, because the pasuk states, "V'ansa shama kimei nureu b'kayem aloysa me'eretz Mitzrayim." Tanya Amr B'lazer B'Yisi, "Pamachas nechnasti l'Alexandria shal Mitzrayim." Elazar Ber Yisi once visited the city of Alexandria in Egypt, where he was told of the atrocities that the Mitzrayim did to the Yidden. Mehem tavu bayam, meham hargu b'charv, meham aku b'binyan. Some Yidden were drowned in the sea, some were killed by sword, and some were cemented into the walls. And this caused Moshe Rabbeinu to be punished, because when he saw all these atrocities in his anguish, he said to Hashem, "Ma'az basi al paru l'dabe b'shmecha hayru l'amazeh." Hashem replied, "Chaval al da'avdin v'lemishtakhtan. The death of the Abbas is a great loss that cannot be replaced, and that harikama pam niglesi al avram yitzchel b'yakav b'kel shakai, v'lo hiru al midoisai, v'lo amrli mashemecha. When I appeared before the others, they did not ask me for my name, and they did not question my ways when they had to pay for parts of Eretz Yisrael, even though it was promised to them. While v'ata amarti li mashemecha b'tchila v'achshav ata oimili v'hatzalo hitzalta es amecha. When I initially appeared before you, you did ask me for my name, and now you question my ways regarding the atrocities of the Mitzrayim. Therefore, Hashem concluded, Atta tira esasha es lefari. B'mochamas pari atta raya, v'yatta raya b'mochamas shleishim echad malachim. You, Moshe, will only witness the war against pari, but you will not enter Eretz Yisrael to witness the war against the 31 kings. Zok the Mishnah, Anshi yar nidachas ein lam chelik lo'yom haba. The inhabitants of a city that worship Avodah Zarah will not receive a portion of the world to come, because the pasuk states, Yatzu anoshim b'nei b'leyal mekirbecha v'yedichu es anshi yeshvi irim, which implies that they are excluded from the rest of the Yidden in Olam Haba. The Mishnah now elaborates on some of the unique halachas of Ir HaNidachas. V'einam ne'rogin ad sheyu madichehu ma'isa ir, ma'isa shevet, v'ad sheyudach ruba, v'ad sheyitchu anoshim. The people of the Ir HaNidachas are punished as merubim, as a city, only if all of the following four conditions are met. Madichehu ma'isa ir, they're persuaded by a resident of the same city because the pasuk states, yeshvi iram. Ma'isa shevet, the madich is a member of the same shevet because the pasuk states, mikir becha. And anoshim, the madich is an adult male because the pasuk states, anoshim v'loy noshim uketanim. And ruba, most inhabitants of the city worship Avodah Zarah, because as Rashi explains, either the words yeshvahi ir imply yeshuva shal ir haynu ruba, or the word mikibecha, which must be understood as mirubecha. However, hiduchu anoshim uketanim, oishodach me'uta, oishoy medecheo chutzula, harelik yichidim. If one of these four conditions were not met, then the people in the Ir HaNidachas are killed as mu'atim individuals. For example, Madichel Chutzula, they were persuaded by a resident of a different city, or Meshebet Acheres, he was not of their Shebet, or Nashim, or Ketanim, the Madich was a woman or child, or Shehudach Mi'uta, only a minority of the city worshipped Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah Braisa lists several other conditions for Ir HaNidachas. Two witnesses must witness, issue hasra, and testify to each transgressor of the majority, because the pasuk states, "Lamer nelcha benavda in amira ela be'edim." Yatsu hein v'leishluchen. They're treated like merubin only if the madiach himself persuaded them. However, they are treated like mo'atim if he sent an agent to persuade them. Anoshim in anoshim poches mi beis. They're treated like merubin only if two madiachim persuaded them, but they're treated like mo'atim if only one madiach persuaded them. Mikirbech of Eloim Nasvar. It becomes a Neran Nidachas only if the city is located in the center of Eretz Yisrael. But it does not become a Neran Nidachas if the city is located on the border, as the Gemara in Daf Tezayin explains, Shemiyish Munachrim Yechrubes Eretz Yisrael, because the Gentile neighbors might find out and destroy Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah continues, Chayme B'yechidim B'rubim. The punishment to an individual is more severe than the punishment to the public, and that Shayechidim B'skilo, Lafikach B'mayin Napalat. An individual is stoned to death, which is more severe. Therefore, his assets do not also become forbidden to his heirs. But v'amerubim b'stayif l'fikach m'mayim avad, the public are beheaded with a sword, which is less severe. Therefore, their assets do become forbidden to their heirs. The remainder of the Mishnah will be discussed in the next daf. The Gemara cites a machlekes. Reb Yechanan says cholken ir achas l'shnei shvatim. During the initial distribution of Eretz Yisrael, if the geirolas, the lotteries of two shvatim, were drawn for the same city, the city was divided between the two shvatim. While Rish Lakish says ein cholken ir achas l'bei shvatim. The guerrillas of two shvatim were drawn for the same city. The city was not divided between two shvatim, but rather the entire city was given to the shevet who received the greater portion of the city. And Rabbi Yechanan brings proof from our Mishnah that states, "Ad sheyu madechel mo'iseh ir mo'iseh shevet." The Mishnah implies that it would be possible for a resident of the same city to be of a different shevet. Shema menoch cholken erachas lebei shvatim. Apparently, because one city was divided among two shvatim. While according to Rish Lakish, we must say either Dinaflele Beirusha, the Menich was from a different Shevet, but he inherited property in the city from his mother who was from the Shevet of this city, or Diavu Nahale Bematana, the Menich was from a different Shevet, but he received property in the city as a gift from a member of the Shevet of this city.